Stop 3, Pine Bank.
The marker for stop 3 is located next to a bench. We invite you to use this seating area while you learn about and enjoy the pine bank behind the bench and the forest across the trail from the bench. By the way, the bench is made from 100% recycled plastic, as are many of the benches along this trail. Behind the bench is a hillside of large white pines. Most of these trees are about 80 years old. They were planted after another pine bank in the same location was destroyed during the historic hurricane of 1938, which devastated southern New England. This pine bank offers a rich sensory experience. Listen to the whispering pines swaying in the upper forest canopy. Feel the temperature difference in this shaded woodland. Notice the soft pine needles underfoot off the edges of the All Persons Trail. And smell that distinctive pine wood smell. Sometimes an owl or hawk can be seen perching or heard calling, hunting for small prey here in this quiet woodland. In front of you, just off the meadow trail, is a row of brush piles we have collected from other parts of the sanctuary. Much of the plant material in the brush piles is undesirable invasive plants that we have removed. It's an effort to manage the sanctuary so these exotic invasive plants don't crowd out our native species. The brush piles make excellent homes for a variety of wildlife, including mice, chipmunks, and voles. These animals are prey for the foxes, coyotes, owls, and hawks that live at habitat. If you listen carefully, you may hear the sounds of squirrels and chipmunks moving about the brush piles and around the forest. There is a small hill beyond the brush piles that is populated by a mixed deciduous evergreen forest. Deciduous trees are those that typically lose their broad, flat leaves each fall, and evergreens are trees that typically shed their needle-like leaves throughout the year instead of in one season. There is an old stone wall at the top of the hill, which runs parallel to the meadow trail. New England has many old stone walls dating to the 18th and 19th centuries. When farmers cleared the land for agriculture, they piled the rocks they had dug up onto the edges of the fields. The wall in the distance is about one rock thick, indicating that in the past, this land was used as a pasture. We know this because in order to create a pasture, a farmer fells the trees and clears the land once. If land is used for row crops like corn or vegetables, a farmer would clear the land each year for planting, uncovering more and more rocks, which are then piled onto the stone walls. New England stone walls around row crop fields are sometimes 4 or 5 feet wide from years of plowing and rock clearing. You will have the opportunity to see and feel this particular stone wall in a short distance along this walk between stops 3 and 4. On the way to stop 4, feel the bark of the first tree you encounter on the left. It is 43 feet from the bench. Feel the rough bark of this white pine tree. Put your arms around the trunk. The circumference of this tree is 65 inches. From the white pine, walk 28 feet and feel the bark of the tree on the left. Note, there is another tree halfway between the white pine and this tree. Its bark is also fairly rough, but it feels quite different from the pine. This tree is an oak. Measure the circumference of the trunk with your arms. It is 57 inches around. Now proceed 100 feet to the end of this trail, where it will form a T-junction. There will be a barrier straight ahead of you. You have now reached the end of Meadow Trail. Turn right onto the Turtle Pond Loop Trail. Walk 57 feet until you encounter stop 4 next to a bench on the right side of the trail.